Welcome to the Keeping It Young radio program, conversations about marriage, family, and ministry life. I'm Dave.
And I'm Bethley.
And we are the Youngs.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for joining us here at Keeping It Young, where Dave and Bethley share practical lessons from God's Word about marriage, family, and ministry life. They desire to encourage, edify, and equip you as you navigate these important matters in your own life. Today, Dave and Bethley will be continuing their study of how to prevent a happy life or a happy family as they discuss the dangers of anger from the Proverbs. So let those miles fade away between you and the Youngs as they share their hearts and experiences with you, wherever you might be in the world.
So we have to address the anger of our younger children, and we also have to address the anger in our older children. And there's at least two things that I would say here and explain. The first one is, Mom and Dad, you cannot correct anger in your older child unless you are modeling correct responses yourself.
Absolutely.
And that is an easy thing to overlook. If you're not striving to live gently, don't expect your child to. If you want to admit when you're wrong and ask forgiveness, don't expect your child to. If you're not taking steps to respond correctly and correct yourself, you can't expect your child to. Is that right?
Absolutely.
So you have to model it, and then you have to teach the correct response. Stop and correct. We're saying it again. This works with little ones, but if you have older children, you stop and correct every angry response.
Yes. And if you feel like that anger's coming out of nowhere, maybe you have a child who's rather passive and all of a sudden they're becoming an angry child, there probably is a root there. There could be something that has happened to them that you need to get to the bottom of. Maybe something someone has said to them that was unkind and they don't know how to deal with it. Maybe they've seen something they don't know how to deal with. Maybe there's some difficulty going on in the home. Sometimes parents think, oh, we're hiding this from our kids. We're going through financial difficulties. They don't know at all. Maybe they do know, and that one child, just the only way they know how to deal with it is to let that frustration out in anger. So come to the bottom of it. It's not like something that you're going to brush off and be like, no, sir, you're just not going to act like that. So get to the bottom of it, but then teach them, how do you handle that frustration or those irritations that come up?
And one of the things I would say to you moms and dads that's so important to understand is that in a generation where there is so much pornography and it's so easy to stumble onto it, One of the things that often happens is when children have been exposed to that which is wrong, whether it's on the internet or even if somebody has done something wrong to them, they respond in an emotional way that is out of character. And Frequently anger is one of those ways. So what Bethley is saying there is that if you have an older child that all of a sudden is getting angry and it seems like, where is this coming from? It may be that all of a sudden your teenage boy's body is just being flooded with hormones, testosterone, and it's out of control and doesn't know how to handle it.
Right, your teenage girl too.
You got to train. And all the emotions that comes with the monthly cycle of a young lady that's all new to her, you got to train.
Yes.
We have to respond correctly even in life. So you teach the correct response. You stop and you correct every one of them. You teach your children how to do it, and your goal is to do it every time. Mm. So here's what we're saying. What are the lessons? We have to address our anger issues. Solomon makes that clear. We need to address our children's anger issues, and we must be willing to separate from anger.
What do you mean by
that? And what I would mean by that, I guess, is we have to handle specific areas in specific ways. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about, for instance, teams and sports. There's a lot of anger issues that show up in our culture when it comes to teams and sports.
Oh, I think you've gone to meddling with
people. I probably have. But think about that. We're okay with a coach who blows up in front of an entire stadium of people. Mm. Our culture will sometimes even celebrate that coach. Mm-hmm. Our Christian schools will celebrate that coach. We have people that are known for their anger.
Right.
Oh yeah, he's the guy that blows up and yells at the ref. He's the dad. She's the mom.
Right.
That's the teenager that is always huffing and puffing and stomping off the court. Moms and dads, I'm telling you, a kid who will yell at a referee will yell at his wife. A kid who will yell at a referee will yell at her husband. Mm. If you are not willing to take drastic steps to correct things that are obvious in front of a stadium, it will damage privately in the coming years in the family.
Absolutely.
Bethany and I speak by experience there. We know this to be true. Moms and dads, I cannot say it loudly enough for you. Be drastic. If necessary, pull them out of a game. Mm. Just in the game. You're not playing. You're done. Pull them out of a game. Remove them from a team where the coach is angry. Do not let your children be under that. Remove their privileges. If you're going to respond like that, you don't get a cell phone. You're not going to that team event. You're not going with the team. If you're going to respond like that on a court, you will not play sports. Right. You will not. You will not go to that Christian school. You will not get involved in that homeschool co-op. So we have to be drastic here, because the Bible has made it clear over and over again in Solomon's writings that anger damages everything.
And there is a passage that says, make no friendship with an angry man and a furious man, thou shalt not go. That is in Proverbs 22, absolutely, 24. So why would you put your child in an environment where there is anger all around them? I know that we can excuse it so much when it comes to sports, but our young people are not of a maturity, and I don't think adults are either, where they actually separate that, where we're like, oh, it's okay to yell at the coach. Everybody does that. It's okay to yell at the ref. Everybody does that. That's just our culture. And when I leave this gymnasium or I leave this ball field, I will be the most gentle person ever. Probably not.
And we have seen that in some very vivid public illustrations. Years ago, we had a friend who was known for getting kicked out of games because of anger. And then later, his wife left him. And the idea was, for me, I was like, my goodness, I didn't see that coming. And I remember you saying at the time, Well, what do you mean we didn't see that coming? A man who is going to blow up as often as he does on a court he's an angry man. Wonder how many times he blew up at his wife. And so it's very obvious this is an important area. If you have an angry coach, listen to me, moms and dads, that is a bad influence in your child's life. Mm-hmm. An angry coach is a lousy role model, and I don't care if he's a deacon in a Baptist church, an angry coach is carnal. And so this is a matter, when it comes to anger, that we've got to handle specific areas in drastic ways at times and say, we're going to obey the Bible here. That coach is a furious man and you are not playing under him. And so we're not doing that. In a relationship, it's not just a team or sport thing. It's also relationship things. Anger destroys relationships.
Yes.
And so it's a deal breaker. If your friend, your kids, they're hanging around somebody and they're angry, that friendship is over.
Yes.
You're done. If in a courtship or dating relationship, listen, never ever date a person who gets angry, and never let your children date a person who gets angry, and certainly don't marry them. And if you don't understand this, let me just say it clearly. Anger that shows up in a dating or courtship relationship will only compound in marriage.
Absolutely.
So if you think, oh, in that, you know, he just occasionally blows up when he's driving his car, wait till marriage. Well, you know, he blows up when he doesn't get his way on the court. Wait till he doesn't get his way at the dinner table. Because what we are in public is only exacerbated in private. And so this is a huge matter. And maybe we're going a little bit overboard here, but moms and dads and ladies and gentlemen, anger is an issue you must deal with in your life, in your children's life, and in every situation.
Yes.
And we can't say that loudly enough. Let's add one more area before we run out of time here. When it comes to anger, one of the things Solomon is teaching here is that we have to learn to handle intense matters properly. Life does have intensity.
Yes.
If you're married, there's going to be moments where you disagree with each other. There's going to be moments where you got up on the wrong side of the bed and your emotions are out of line, or you're just not feeling well. There's going to be times when your children are feeling, you know, a little emotional, or they're hurt about something. And what the Bible tells us in this verse where he says to speak softly is one of the greatest lessons we can give you about anger. Respond quietly and speak in a lower voice in moments of intensity.
Yes.
When we yell, when we raise our voice, when we're angry, well, we're only making the situation more difficult, right?
Yes.
And we've seen that so often in a marriage where, all right, so there's a little issue. So a situation starts happening. And what is the average response? The average response is we raise our voice. We get tense. Our voice tightens up. Our voice gets a little higher. We raise our voice. The natural response to that is then the person we're arguing with, they raise their voice. Their voice gets intense. And it just builds. And over a process of time, it gets out of hand.
Yes. Or ladies, we respond in angry tears. I know sometimes those tears come just because your heart is hurting so much. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with tears. But sometimes those are just angry tears. You are so frustrated and your tears are just coming out like, oh, I can't believe this man. He is frustrating me. And so that's just not right either. We need to respond with gentleness.
Yes, and remember that anger is not just, oh my goodness, he blew up and cussed everybody out. Anger can be impatience, irritations, frustrations. Anger can seethe. It can be inward anger in which, you know, we just have an edge to us and a hardness to us. Anger in all its form is bad. So learn to speak softly, respond quietly, speak in a lower voice, and leave an angry situation. The Bible's clear about that. Get out of there.
You should just stomp out the door. Is that what you're saying?
No, you should withdraw. If it in like going back to the team, a team that is known for its anger, get out of there. Mm. Make no friendship with an angry man, with a furious man. Don't go. Separate yourself from that situation. And I would even say, I do not believe that anger is a biblical grounds for divorce, but there are times when anger becomes physically abusive that you need to separate from that.
Absolutely.
And I believe that very strongly. Separate from anger. And when a pastor is known for his anger, separate from that pastor. Mm-hmm. And this is important because Solomon is addressing it. What passages are you thinking of?
I would say even in a marriage, when you have those discussions that get a little intense, because they can, even if you feel like neither one of you has a temper problem or an anger issue, if you feel like it's just starting to escalate, you might need to say, okay, hold on, let's calm down here. And if you feel like your heart just can't calm down, maybe just make an appointment. Hey, you know what? Let's just go on about our day. Let's get some things done. Let's pray about this. Ask the Lord to calm our spirits, calm our hearts, and we'll come back together this evening and we'll talk this through. And that might just be better than allowing things to escalate into anger.
Absolutely.
I was also thinking that the Bible makes very clear that if we're walking with God, we're going to bring forth what the Bible calls the fruit of the Spirit. And I just wanted to read those words. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. And none of those words give any room for an angry Christian.
That is so good, so good. I'm thinking too in Galatians and Ephesians where he talks about no corrupt communication.
Right.
Instead, we edify, we minister grace, be kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another. Dear friends that are listening today, please just understand that if you want to have a happy life and a happy family, you have to emphasize the dangers of anger and keep it out of your life. Fight it, confess it, train your children well. Do not allow anger to destroy your Christianity.
Well, you've been listening to Keeping It Young as Dave and Bethley discussed how to prevent a happy life or a happy family as they discuss the dangers of anger from the Proverbs. Tomorrow is another Q&A episode with the Youngs to finish up the week, and I hope you'll join us then. This is your good friend Michael Barnett, and if you'd like more information or would like to hear more of these edifying episodes of Keeping It Young, just visit keepingityoungpodcast.com. Today's program has been a production of Keeping It Young. So thanks for listening, and remember to serve the Lord with gladness.
For more information or to hear more Keeping It Young, go to tilradio.org or keepingityoungpodcast.com. This has been a co-production with Keeping It Young and TIL Radio Network.